Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Now let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
All I want you to do is make your bread, just to make sure you're well fed.
And good morning, a warm good morning listener to this Scoff and Quaff Show here on Channel Radio in a very beautiful and mild still on the 18th of November. Dymchurch, which is near Hythe, Folkestone, on the Kent coast. Speaking to you from the UK. In the studio, myself and the very diligent and fabulous Dr. John. Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning.
Just frolicking back from your little French trip.
Yeah, steeped in a cold, though.
May we? Well, if you mix with little children, this is the trouble.
I can't help but not mix with my grandchildren.
I know. Little children, little bugs. We have a very interesting show today. Allow me to cough. Excuse me, listen.
Well, I'll certainly be coughing.
We have Deborah Thackeray, who is gluten-free expo. She's broadcasting live from there, and she's going to tell us all about the gluten-free expo, which is in Rimini in Italy. So to all of you listening, buongiorno. Come stai? Bene. Anche tu.
Is that Italian?
Sì.
Or is that Greek?
Sì, no. Come stai? Bene. Bene.
Or was that Chinese? I can't
Molto
remember.
Molto bene.
It's difficult to say, really, with Jules talking a foreign language.
We will be saying to you all, ti ringrazio. And it will be lovely to speak to you and hear about... I mean, gluten-free in Italy must be a huge headache because, of course, pasta.
Yes, well,
so very
but they do gluten-free pasta, don't they?
They do indeed.
As in do, yeah.
Then we will be hearing from our roving reporter in London,
yes,
the Steve Wood, who is at Love Chilies, if you're following him. He is head of all the farmers markets in the world, and he has gone to the Food Matters Live Expedition. I sound like Paddington Bear. Expedition in London at the XL. Place there, and I think they're Exhale Halls.
It is an Exhale Hall.
So he'll be telling us what's going on there, why food matters. Very interesting. It's a fairly new exhibition. Food is becoming very, very big business, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And then.
Well, everyone eats it, of course.
Yes, well, yeah. We do. And then, of course, we'll be hearing from Kent Young Chef, which is the produced in Kent, Taste of Kent idea. And I went down, I was guest for a lovely lunch, which was put on by East Kent College. And, of course, I met Stephanie Durling. And Chef Richard Phillips was there, Thackeray's, Pearson's, and another one. I've forgotten which other pub he's got, but Thackeray's and Pearson's, off the top of my head. He was there, and he was charming, and he was judging Kent Young Chef Awards. I also met Toby Kyra, and we'll be hearing an interview from Toby and Eden's Allsworth. I think we're going to play that next week because Eden Allsworth has been winner a couple of years running, former winner. She's now 16, and she's just at East Kent College in her final year. So we'll be playing her interview next week with Toby. But this week, listener, we have interviews from these budding young chefs. We're hearing from Jack Watson, who's age 11, from Skinner's School. He did a beautiful rabbit. And we'll be hearing from Priya Reynolds, who was the senior winner. She's 14, I believe, and she cooked a fabulous venison medallion. And so there were senior and junior winners of the Kent Young Chef Award 2014, which was a live cook-off. And I have to say the food, Dr. John, for a college was splendid, and I tucked
was
in.
Was it? Good.
And they coped with me being gluten-free. And I met Chef Craig Mather, or Mather, Mathers. I think he's Mathers, M-A-T-H-E-R-S. He was lovely, and they, Dr. John, mm-hmm. are spot on the allergy. You know, the laws coming in on December the 13th, spot on, and he trotted into the kitchen. He rushed in and brought out these forms that they've done. You know, when you get chefs and they're changing over.
So maybe
the chef that comes on in the morning, the food has been made the day before, but this chef might think, needs a little bit of soya or a little bit of soy sauce in it or something. There's a checklist for all of that so that if it gets changed, it's all made aware. And he's very kindly, I said we were doing next week's show, was on the allergy special with Tilly Clark from Cripps Law. Mm-hmm. And also we've got gluten-free bakery on. So I said, would he send that, his sheet? Because I think it might help other people. And he very kindly said he would.
We'll have to look out for that and make sure we get it on the website.
Yeah, they'd nailed it. They'd really thought about it and nailed it. And I am a bit worried that a lot of other people are not ready for December the 13th.
So the trouble is, I mean, there's your colleague in Kent County Council, I think it was, said that they've been trying to broadcast as much as they can, but how much has been taken up by foodies, I don't know.
I know.
It's really quite frightening. And of course, we've got our show next week talking about it.
We have. Now, Dr. John, what is going on in your Dr. John world?
Well, just a quick thing from a follow-on from last week about the arsenic on rice. So we did actually get a response from Kellogg's that said that their testing levels are within the limits of most of the up-to-date proposals from the European Commission. And we also had a response from Callow at S-A-Y, Callow, and they actually gave us their website, which is callow.com/FAQS, where there is actually quite a comprehensive questions and answers section on arsenic in rice, and that I'll put up on the website. And lastly, we also had an email from 3wsexaminer.com, which is about talks about ways to protect yourself from arsenic in rice, and I'll put those two from Callow and from www.examiners.com up on our website at 3wscoffcoff.co.uk, so our listeners can go there and get information about arsenic.
It is hugely important. If I'm eating arsenic, however small the levels, I want to know.
Exactly.
Because the woman from the Food Standards Agency, I've forgotten her name now, I'm not being rude when I call her the woman.
Doctor somebody.
But she said, you know, they're stressing it's long-term effects. Well, why are we seeing, in my opinion, a rise in bladder cancer, lung cancer, all caused by, you know, can be causes of arsenic poisoning, cognitive behavioural, you know, do we want our young children being exposed at the age of five?
And that's it. I mean, it's all very well for companies like Kellogg's and other manufacturers to say, well, they don't actually sell to children, but we all know, my grandchildren included, eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Exactly.
So, you know, for them to sort of just hide behind the fact that they don't promote in that area is not really an answer. That's why I think, you know, something, I mean, at least Keller, who do the rice biscuits, have been actually, well, in my opinion anyway, seem to have been responsible and actually answered the question up front, and it's on the website. So well done to them.
Yeah, exactly. And we love Mighty Rice, and thank you very much also for coming on. And if you want to know a low GI and very low arsenic, look at Mighty Rice, our guest from last week, Herman Suriman. We're going to play a little bit of Gilbert O'Sullivan. Matrimony. This is going out for my new husband. Not so new, Dr. John. Quite old.
I've no wish to hurry you, but have you seen the time? It's 9:45 and we're supposed to be there at 9. I don't think the registrar will be very pleased when we show up an hour late like 2 frozen peas. Both now facing for the first time, presently and past, something that begins with them and ends in a lass. More than a complete disaster, even from the start, what could it be? It's matrimony. About when walk down the aisle, but think of the money we'll save, and you'll see it's worthwhile. It won't please
our mums and dads, but they don't even know. Besides, if they did, what's the bet? They wouldn't even go. You and me are all that matters, disregard the rest. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That's matrimony. Oh, I'm truly grateful for the little things in life that have made me so glad. Every other hour that I spend with you is not in the least bit sad. Quite the opposite, in fact, and if you don't believe me, here's the proof. Ask me if I, and I'll say I do. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That's matrimony. Marriage. Joining together two people. For better or for worse. Till death, them do.
Oh, I like that, Gilbert O'Sullivan. I used to prance around the living room with my Auntie Edna to that. Did you,
Dr. Yes, I remember. It's some time ago now, of course.
Now we go to the fabulous Steve Wood, who is there. Hello, Steve Wood.
Good morning, Jules. You
hey. Well? Hey, I've remembered to put the mic up, Stevie.
Good, thank you very much.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
Right, this is a fairly new exhibition, Food Matters Live. Am I right?
Yeah, I think, as far as I know, it's the first one, and that's right today, Food Matters Live, which is Excel in London.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up one of the halls. It's interesting, to say the least, Jules. It is very interesting. It's an exhibition that's more... There's a lot of conferences going on here, a lot of talks and what have you. So there is plenty going on. There's probably a couple of hundred people here selling their products and their wares on their stands.
Have you met anyone yet, or have you just...
Oh, yeah. No, I've met a few people. I've met some very interesting people. But as it's Food Matters Live, I've got to say, there's not a lot of food here.
Well, I heard, I was actually looking on Twitter, Steve Wood, and a lot of people worried about getting things to eat. Are there samples?
No, because I think this is a very high-tech show, and I think their idea of food is slightly different to... other people's.
It's all Jules' version of it, the stuff you put in your mouth. Yeah.
Some sort of experiment, is it?
I can find plenty of stuff to put in their mouth here, that's not a major problem. No alcohol, though, that's the only thing.
Really? But so it's more
a techie type thing.
Right.
So it's about reducing salt in food, so there's low salt here, for example,
oh,
and a few other people like that.
Our Herbamare, they're my favourite.
Haven't seen them.
Herbamare is a very healthy salt, Steve Wood, full of herbs.
Ah, I'll have a look for that, but no, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And then there's other people here that are showing you how to reduce the sugar in your food with different bits and pieces.
Mm. What are they? Can you remember any names?
Off the top of my head, no. I will come back to you in a second on that when I've been through my bits and pieces.
And you can also tweet us, of course, when you find them.
I will do my best. There's some big people here. Nestle are here because they do a lot of research and what have you.
Yeah.
Tesco's are here. Their research department are here. Lots of universities.
Yeah, that's right. And also Taywells are there somewhere.
There's, funnily enough, the only thing that I would call proper food, which isn't proper food, is ice cream. There's about half a dozen people punching ice cream, and I've seen Alistair already. He's here because... There's a big sign on his stand that says lactose free, so I'm sure that's what he's pushing, because it is a lot of free from stuff.
Well, he's also got the free from sugar, or he calls it no added sugar, I believe. But when you see him, will you say that I've got his dear friend Jules has got two more restaurants that I want to get his lovely Tay Wells into, two of my clients for PR. So if you see him, you know, you can tell him that good news.
I will go and see him the second I finished on the phone with you.
He'll be kicking his heels. You'll be able to have spend at Christmas, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Interesting stuff I have seen. There's an awful lot of scientific machinery here as well. And some of it, it's not all for the big boys. There's people here selling refractometers. Did I say that right?
No.
Yes, you did.
What is a refractometer?
Basically, you put something in it and you look through it and it tells you how much sugar there is in it.
Wow.
I think it's used in other industries. It might be used in medicine as well. But they're quite clever things. So we've got that sort of stuff here.
Have they got a Thermomix? I'd love a Thermomix. They're about £1,000. I'm saving up for one if Father
haven't
Christmas
seen one. But
what's
if I see one on a
do then when it's
Thermomix does everything, doesn't it, Steve Wood?
It seems to. Yes.
Yeah.
If I see one and
makes
it's not plugged in
as well, does it?
It's in the bag.
What's your aim of being there as a farmer's market guru?
I was looking for a couple of people that hopefully might be able to help us out with the new labelling stuff that's all coming in December, as you know, because I know everybody's meant to be up to speed on that, but I don't think they're going to be. But I'm going to go and see them as soon as I've spoken to you.
So what have they got? They've got labelling people there, have they?
Yeah, they've got people that will look at the look at your labels, look at your calorie intake and stuff like that on your foods, because that's very expensive to do that. But there are cheaper ways of doing it now, because you can do it. You don't actually have to put all the food in a machine. You can do it with software. So I'm hoping to speak to somebody about that.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, isn't it, Stevie? Because we were wondering about, we've got our allergy special on next week, as you may know, with Cripps Law and the lovely Tilly Clark. And we've got a gluten-free bakery on from Cranbrook, who are going to bring in, we've only invited them because they're bringing in some savouries.
I don't believe that for one second.
But yeah, they do very nice savouries, gluten-free. But we are worried that people are going to be hoodwinked and not ready for December the 13th with this huge. And why bring in such a law before Christmas when foodies are all so rushed off their feet?
Well, it's like everything. This is more a business bunker rant now than anything else, but it's small businesses. They're all too busy working. This hasn't been rushed in. This has been in the pipeline for the last 2 or 3 years, but everybody's only getting their act together in the last 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 days. But then that's small businesses for you in general, isn't it?
Well, when you're a small business, Stevie, we're running everything. You know, we're doing the
website,
we're doing the Twitter, we're doing the marketing, and then cooking up your jams.
And the radio interviews, it just doesn't stop, Jules.
I know. I'd be very interested. Now, may I ask if you remembered to bring your little scoff cards to the expo?
Oh, of course I did.
You're very diligent. So you're going to be handing them out, are you?
Yes, anybody that I think would be of interest to you.
Fabulous.
I will pass those on to. I'm going to go and see the people from the Free From Eating Out Awards.
Okay, very interesting.
Have you come across them before?
No.
Oh, that's something they're putting on, and I think that's going to be next year will be the first time they're running that, but I will give them your details.
That would be fantastic. And so that would be a new sort of award for eating out in a free-from restaurant then, I guess.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's going to be restaurants and pubs and cafes, B&Bs, hospitals, and some food manufacturers as well. So it's another award thing.
I know.
So that'd be quite interesting.
Our lovely Food at One, Emily Curzon Baker, said she's going there tomorrow, where you are, to the...
is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she'll enjoy it. Tell her to give me a call a little later.
I will.
And I'll tell her all about it.
Give us a shout for your website as well, please, while you're on the blower.
I do so many things, Julie.
I know.
Let's do the farmer's market.
Yeah.
It's, next farmer's market we have is Elmcourt on the first Sunday of next month, so that's www.elmcourtfarmersmarket.co.uk. And my other hat on I've got today is Kent Farmers Market Association, so that is www.k mfa.org.uk, and I think that'll do for today.
.org.uk. Stevie Wood.
That's my plugs.
As ever, you are very diligent, and for you, enjoy your troll round giving out my cards. And for you, we're going to play a little bit of Labby Siffrey.
Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you and John soon.
Okay.
Thank
cheers.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jules. Bye.
Bye.
That's the fabulous Stevie Wood here, and as promised, I'm going to do a little bit of Labby Siffrey. It Must Be Love.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, any night, any day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love. Say so much without words. Bless you and bless me, baby. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night.
Lovely Labby Siffrey, taking me back, and that was going out for Nurse Liz Gilson, who's tuning in from Maryland, and she says she loves that our farmers markets are still going strong, and that she lost one, I think she said in Bowie, but I'm not sure is that
no, I didn't.
Where Bowie yeah. was. I'll read it again yeah. in a minute. But that's down to, of course, Stevie Wood and
yes.
all of the farmers market people.
Yeah.
Dr. John, let's have a little bit from you until we hear from our next guest.
Yes, okay.
About 11:30 from Rimini, we'll have Deborah Thackeray talking from the Gluten-Free Expo in Rimini.
Well, we've had quite a few tweets come in today. We've had one from Alamo Restaurant. So that's 3 W's, alamowhitstable.co.uk. They say that they've got a new Christmas menu, so you need to go on their website to look at that.
What is their website?
It's 3 W's, alamorestaurant.co.uk, I think, isn't it?
Possibly. Yeah. Might be .com. Anyway, Google Alamo Whitstable.
Yeah. We've also had the Kent Farmers Market at Kent Farmers telling us about the Lamberhurst Farmers Market tomorrow, 8:30 to 12, and the Shibben Farmers Market on Thursday, 9 to 11, and the Knockholt Farmers Market on Saturday, 10 till 2. We've had several people talking about the Kent Young Chef Awards. That's at Fish and Veggie Man, at Beth's Megador, amongst others. We've also had a tweet in from Kobe Kari.
Oh, Toby Cara.
Cara, yes. He's the chef.
He's
at
listening
the
live.
Yes. As, the
I love him.
Chef, the head chef at the Flying Horse Inn in Boughton Alliff, just outside Ashford. So welcome to him.
We need to learn how to say his name, because it is Toby Cara, and I mispronounced it. But Toby Carr is very, very exciting young whippersnapper chef on the way up. And he, of course, was the judge at Kent Young Chef with Richard Phillips.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And, of course, there was Craig Mather there, who was fabulous too. Rob Allsworth was swanning off somewhere.
Yes, and we've got a tweet from Rob as well, actually, at Chef Allsworth, saying, talking about the Kent Young Chef Awards that you were at last Friday.
Brilliant.
We've also had the Spice Lounge Faversham mentioned.
I thought it was the Spice Girls.
I'm sure they'll popular. Be delighted to know. Mentioning about the fact that we've got the gluten-free expo coming on with Deborah Thackeray from Rimini. So.
Well, I'm sure that Kent Young Chefs are all waiting to hear us, and I'm sorry if we're making you miss your coffee break, but we wanted to sort these, because they're live phone-ins, it was quite hard to get them sorted with the expeditions. Why do I keep calling them expeditions, like Paddington Bear? With these expos, let's call them. But we will be playing the Kent Young Chef interviews that I took live last Friday. George Cox, the runner-up, with his teacher, Priya Reynolds, who is the winner of the seniors, and Jack Watson, winner of the juniors, will be playing them later on. And then, because I'm not sure whether we will have time, Toby, we'll be playing Eden and Toby. We thought we'd play it next week, which might make you scream and shout. We'll see how we do for time.
Well, you'd be just like Jules, then. She usually screams and shouts before the radio show.
Yes. Who else? Anybody else? You've got a couple of minutes. You've got
We also had the Fat Carrot, 11, who's not fat, nor does she look like a carrot, but she's always very welcome on the show. And she does the multiple farmers markets around the Kent area and does lovely vegetarian food. So at the Fat Carrot 11, if you're interested in vegetarian food, or go to Steve's three markets, that's Aylesford, Tunbridge and Elm Court. So you'll be there.
Fantastic. So as I said, we are going to be speaking at 11:30 to Deborah Thackeray, who is runs a gluten-free baking school. It's 3 W's dot gluten. Well, I don't know what it is. I did have it written down. I did have it written down. Here we are. 3 W's glutenfreebaking.co.uk. Sorry, I've got a lot of paper here today. She is at the Rimini at Gluten Free Expo, which is at GF Expo on the Twitter. You'll follow it on our timeline. And she's going to be telling us what's going on in Italy at 11:30. And following that, as I said, we'll be hearing from Kent Young Chef. Now, we had some fabulous food at Kent Young Chef's. John, will you watch out for the phone while I just run people through? So Priya Reynolds and Jack Watson were both named senior and junior winners of the Kent Young Chef Awards with the live cook-off, which was organised by Produced in Kent at the fabulous East Kent College. I thought the lunch was splendid, and the kids that are serving the lunch, the service was brilliant, John.
Sorry, I was in France.
I know. Nice I ate your portion.
I'm sure you did.
And it was great to meet Toby Cara as well and hear what he's doing. He's got lots of things afoot, and I'm sure he's going to come on the show. There were 8 finalists, listener, 4 junior and 4 senior. Only one girl, Priya, who won. And the four judges were led by celebrity chef Richard Phillips and also Toby Kyra. And Priya was 14, as I said. She's from Darrick Woods Secondary School in Orpington.
That's good.
It was very inspiring and great to see.
We have someone phoning in.
Oh, good.
So hopefully it should be Deborah Thackeray.
Hello, Deborah. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good.
Hello.
I love your timing. Or should we say buongiorno?
Buongiorno indeed.
Yes.
And she actually has Italian. She actually speaks Italian. Right.
Now tell us, when did you arrive?
We arrived on Saturday morning.
Right.
The show had already started. But we went to the show, the gluten-free expo, on Sunday and Monday. It's a four-day show.
And what is the weather like in Rimini?
Glorious now. Yesterday, it absolutely tipped it down.
Did it?
Yep.
So you found yourself in a little trattoria, did you?
We did, with a nice bottle of red wine.
That's music to Jules' ears.
So tell us how big an expo is it, and just run us through a little bit about it.
It was big. The last exhibition of that sort that I'd been to was the Free From an Allergy show in Liverpool, and this was about four times the size. It was huge. There was much more trade stuff going on, a sort of business-to-business communication going on, and than there was in Liverpool, which is mostly for, you know, the buying public. So from that point of view, we thought it was very, very interesting.
How does a country like Italy cope with gluten-free when their main staple is pasta?
Well, it's partly because their main staple is pasta and pizza that they recognise the massive problem that can be caused by eating too much gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Italian children are tested for celiac disease in
That's
kindergarten, which certainly doesn't happen in
wow.
the UK. So we've heard this from other people over the last few years, and it's been really a pleasure to find out myself that there's no problem eating gluten-free here at all. Every restaurant that I've been in, they say, oh, yes, you can eat this, you can eat that, that's fine.
Wow.
No, you can't have that. Oh, would you like some gluten-free bread or some crackers, or would you like gluten-free pasta with that? Nobody thinks that it's odd at all.
That's very interesting.
It is.
So unlike what you get as a response you get in this country.
I mean, I'm still treated like an alien when I go out.
Exactly.
I don't know whether you have this. I went some. What I find, and I know that you understand about the savoury, because you're absolutely right. And since you were on the show and you said about the savoury thing, you're right. Now, when I go to Queck's Barn quite a lot in Canterbury. They do lovely gluten-free brownies, but nothing savoury. And I end up having a packet of plain crisps. You know, which is, you know, for my weight is not ideal either, and it's not satisfying. So you're right about it's very hard to get a gluten-free savoury when you're out. But what I find is, even when I go to there's a restaurant I go to, I won't mention names, but they give me gluten-free bread, but it's always white, refined, and very sweet and sugary. You know, it's the standard one that you buy in the supermarket.
To an extent, that is true here.
Right.
But
I want rustic bread. I want rustic gluten-free bread.
Oh, we had some fantastic rustic bread at the exhibition. There was one of the things that we found were some really excellent packet mixes, more than you find in the UK. And one of the companies which makes a product that they call Glutino, which is basically bags of mixed flour for mixes. But on the stand, they were making it as a sourdough with a starter culture, you know, a mother.
Yeah.
And that had got this sort of, you know, chewy, wonderful, savoury crust, like a proper sourdough. I was very, very impressed with it.
Mm.
So that was one of the nicest things. But in the restaurants, yes, it does tend a bit to be that packaged bread that they've got in the fridge or the freezer waiting
yeah.
for the gluten-free present. But nobody has to, nobody asks, what's celiac disease? Why can't you eat gluten? You know, it's
yeah.
all of that sort of stuff.
Well, they don't assume, they don't treat you like a vegetarian, which is what I get. I get given a
they
risotto.
They do not treat you like no, no.
Although
mind
I'm sure
you,
the risotto would be fabulous.
We did have the night before last, yes, we had a seafood risotto. Cooked from scratch, you know, they say it's got to be for two people. They won't do it for one because they're making it all from scratch. Mm. And it was absolutely divine. And we had polenta with some clams and tomato sauce as well. Just absolutely.
That's what I miss. I mean, things like spaghetti con vongole and all the beautiful yes. seafood dishes they do. I love. And I think I used to live in Rome, and I just remember beautiful, beautiful seafood yes. pastas.
Well, now you in Italy, you can have all of that stuff again. They all seem to have gluten-free pasta on
offer. Well,
just
good.
With any sauce that you want. So yes, if you've got a problem with gluten, come to Italy for your holidays. It's definitely the place to go.
Funny, because we had Annie's Supper Club on a while back, and she said the same. She's gluten-free, and she was going there for her honeymoon. And I exclaimed, but she said exactly the same as you. So can you just give us a shout for your next baking course, which I think is next weekend, isn't it?
It is, yep. We're doing an introductory course on the Saturday the 22nd. So we come back from Italy on Friday night and straight back into teaching on Saturday morning. And then there's a pastry course on the Sunday. They're pretty full. but we've got, I think, a couple of places left on the 6th of December, introductory course as well. And then all the dates for the new year are on the website, which is glutenfreebaking.co.uk.
That's fabulous. Well, thank you very much. I did read it out, and we will keep promoting. I saw somebody that had been on your course, and some of the food she cooked was amazing. So, But for now, enjoy where you are, and please pass on, you know, details of Scoff and Quaff to anyone that you think might want to, because of course we run the UK Food Show Twitter handle, so some of those Italians might want to come on.
Yes, we were. A lot of the companies that we've seen here haven't got UK distributors. There's a massive opportunity waiting there for somebody. Mm. So I'm going to use Twitter to try and promote some of the people that I've seen this week so that they can hopefully find some UK distribution.
Brilliant.
So,
thanks very much,
I'll send
Deborah.
You some pictures.
Yes,
I'll send
do.
You some pictures for the website.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're off now to talk about Kent Young Chefs. So you have a safe journey back, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, see
bye
you soon,
bye.
Bye.
That was the fabulous Deborah there, who was telling us all about her expedition and in Rimini in Italy about gluten-free. I'm going to play a little song now, and then we're going to hear from Kent Young Chefs.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young. Cheers.
Oh, that was fabulous Runaway there by Dale Shannon. And now we're going to hear from George Cox, who was a runner-up with his teacher, Mrs. Cash.
And I'm here at the Kent Young Chefs Final. Very exciting. I've watched them all on the live stream. And I'm here with a cookery teacher, but she's actually called something much better now. In my day, it was DS. It's food technology now, listener. And I'm with the teacher, Mrs. Cash. Yes. And what's the name of your school?
Bickley Park School in Kent.
And whereabouts is that?
It's between Bromley and Chislehurst.
And you've been teaching young George Cox, who's here, who's just brought his food out. Tell me what kind of preparation you gave George for a day like today with these judges such as Richard Phillips and Toby Kyra.
He's got a really good mother to help with the preparation. He's good at preparation himself, so he didn't need my help, really. He's done it all on his own.
Are you strict about clearing up with boys?
I'm trying. Hard. But George is helping all the time and things like that, so it's good.
So George, what was it like? Well, first of all, how many of you were in that room, do you know?
It was eight people and then some helpers.
And how old are you?
11.
You're 11. And what made you get passionate about cooking?
Well, my mum cooks a lot and it's something that kind of runs in the family. So I cook quite a lot and I enjoy it.
I heard your dad say that you quite like baking a cake.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
What's your favourite cake?
Victoria sponge.
Ooh. Well, I love a Victoria sponge. What's your secret?
Light, fluffy?
Fluffy.
Big beating?
Small beating.
Small beating.
Do you do it by hand or do you use a whizzer?
By hand.
Good boy.
And who are, when you're watching chefs, who are your role models nowadays, do you reckon?
Paul Hollywood.
Poor Hollywood. So you like a baker, definitely.
Yeah.
And
at school, are any of your mates into cookery?
Not really.
So you end up doing all the cookery when your friends come round, making the sandwiches, things like that?
No, I think that's my mum's job.
So today, when you're in there, tell me about your dish.
Well, it was pork loin in a creamy sauce with roasted potatoes and braised red cabbage.
And are you being taught to go local and use as much local produce as you can in Kent?
Yeah, yes. So most of my ingredients were sourced in Kent, but everything apart from the oranges and the lemons were UK.
And have you any idea who the winner is going to be?
No.
As you know, it's not the winning, is it, George? It's the taking part.
It's partially the winning.
So if you do win, what will you go on to do? Or even if you don't win, what do you want to be a chef?
Yes, I like doing science as well, so either cookery or science, one or the other.
Blowing up a kitchen?
Yeah.
Might be fun.
Ideal job.
And give us a shout out for all your mates at your school.
Yeah, hi James.
And what's the name of your school?
Bickley Park.
Bickley Park. So from George Cox from the Bickley Park School here at the Kent Young Chefs. We'll be hearing more later. Goodbye. And I'm here with Priya Reynolds, Kent Young Chef, for the Produced in Kent competition to find the next up-and-coming young chefs at East Kent College. Priya, why do you think you were the only young lady in this competition?
I have no idea.
Do you think more boys are coming into cooking because of all the famous chefs like Paul Hollywood and Richard Phillips and Jamie Oliver?
Definitely, but it'd be nice to see some girls out there as well.
Yeah.
Now, your signature dish, and you're 14, age 14. What was your signature dish and what did the judges like about it?
I did venison medallions with black Tuscan cabbage, folded in with chestnuts and a red fig sauce.
The red fig sauce sounds really nice. So where did you get your idea from?
I don't know. I did, last year, I think I did a take on it and upped it a level.
And how hard is it to source these sort of ingredients? That, you know, the it was very much that you had to use Kentish products. How hard is it?
Well, they were definitely not in the supermarket, so we had to go around on loads of websites. We couldn't find the locally sourced venison anywhere, but we managed to get it at Chart Farm. Yeah.
And what school do you go to?
Darrockwood Secondary School.
Which is where?
In Loxbottom/Orpington.
Near Orpington in Kent, okay. And do you ever, when you were growing up, did your mum and dad take you to farmers markets and things like that?
Yeah, I've been to lots. Like, I like Borough Market up in London. That I love always going up to that one. So,
and can you think of any restaurants that you've been to that have inspired you? Don't say McDonald's.
No, not McDonald's.
You can't. Okay, so what kind of food, if your parents were cooking for you, what sort of food would you have at home? Say your favourite dish, comfort dish.
Well, my dad makes like a mean steak on like a butter bean sauce type thing. It's really nice.
And where do you see yourself going? Do you see yourself being a professional chef?
Yeah, professional chef or opening a restaurant, maybe. I'm not really sure. I want to travel the world and discover different cuisines.
And do you realise how hard work it's going to be?
Definitely, because this was hard alone and very stressful. So it's going to be hard work, but I'm willing to do it.
You're ready for it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Priya Reynolds, and congratulations from the Scoff and Quaff show.
Thank you.
And I'm with the fabulous Jack Watson, who is age 11, and he's just been crowned Kent Young Chef, Junior Young Chef. Jack, number one, how are you feeling?
Incredible. It feels really good to be Kent Young Chef, especially since I've just started at Skinner's, and it's my first ever cooking competition. So, yeah.
And tell me what Skinner's is. Is that your school?
Yeah, Skinner's is my school in Tunbridge Wells.
Have they encouraged you at all to do it, or is it mostly your parents?
Well, my STEM teacher, she said about it, and I just really like cooking, and so I thought I should enter.
Tell us about the dish that you cooked today that Richard Phillips and Toby Kyra were really, really impressed with. Just tell us what it was.
It was rabbit wrapped in pancetta with sweet potato mash and honey glazed carrots and parsnips covered in a jus.
And they were really impressed with the depth of flavour, and they loved the fact that you'd wrap the belly of the rabbit, is that right, round the rabbit?
Yeah, the belly in the loin of the rabbit.
So what was your thinking behind doing that? What was the reason that you did that?
Well, I went to Thackeray's and I really enjoyed a dish there on my mum's birthday. And so, yeah, when I heard about the Kent Young Chef, I thought I should enter it.
So you pinched the idea from Richard Phillips?
Yeah, pretty much.
I bet he's really impressed. And what if you're going out, what sort of things would you order? Apart from, you know, fish and chips and things. But if you went to a restaurant, what kind of food do you like?
Any food. I like trying new food. And I like rabbit.
I had rabbit once in a restaurant. It was very tough. Do you know, have you been taught yet about how to check if it would be tough? Or is it about the cooking? Or
it's just about how you cook it.
Long and slow?
Yeah, I guess. It depends.
If it was an old rabbit, would it be tough?
I don't know.
So when you're going to source, where did you source your rabbit from? Where did you get it from?
Fuller's, the butchers, they got a special order in for me, and they gave us tame rabbit and wild rabbit, and we tried them both, and tame was better.
Really, the tame was more tender?
Yeah.
So the wild one's got the muscles because it's running around, I guess?
Yeah, basically.
Well, we're all really proud of you. I know your dad's here and he's really proud of you. So well done, Jack Watson. Oh, they were lovely, weren't they? I'm sure I terrified them, those finers. And don't forget, they've just done an amazing live cook-off. But really delicious dinners. Was great, of course, with Taste of Kent, produced in Kent. The theme was, you know, local produce as much as they could. I think it would be interesting to get them down to some of our Kentish farmers markets. And I'm going to phone up old Craig Mather, the chef, and Rob, and see if we can get some invite them to Stevie Wood's farmers markets
and get
them
down. Perhaps even get Matthew to work with
get them up.
The chef on the stage. Yeah,
well, that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Fantastic. We're going to get them up for live cook-offs on the stage, the students, and I will come along and Dr. John will come along with the mic. We'll do a live show from there. We've got just 5 minutes left of the show. I just wanted to say there that the judging panel was Richard Phillips, whose restaurants include Thackeray's, the Pearson Arms and the Windmill, Tony Blake, who's the commercial manager of KFF. There was also, off the top of my head, there was lovely Kent Potatoes that were there sponsoring as well. And they are supplying Kent potatoes to Sweden, they told me. There was also, of course, Toby Kyra, the chef of the Flying Horse in Boughton Aleph, which Dr. John and I will be going down to very soon to taste some things. Did I say Luke Davis, head chef at Rowhill Grange Hotel in Dartford? If I've missed anybody out, I am sorry. There were also, of course, lots of runners-up. You heard from George Cox and George Helmer, there was, and there was also Kieran Jones from Swadelands in Lenham. He did a fabulous complex dish of thyme-roasted crown of pheasant with a peri-poached pear and pear puree, shallots and chestnut tart tatin and buttered in Cavallo Nero. Oh. So there were some fantastic things. Well done to everyone. And we will read next week. We'll have the interview from Eden Allsworth, who's a former winner, with Toby Kyra, the judge, because it's a long interview, so we were running out of time. Now, just to round up, who's on the show next week, Dr. John?
Well, we have our special on about the licensing law and about the allergies, and we have Tilly Clark from Cripps Law.
Cripps. I think Cripps. That's a dog show.
Yeah, that's right. Cripps Law. And we also have...
gluten-free?
Blue Bee Gluten-Free is going to be talking about gluten-free and also bringing some in, I believe.
That's the only reason she sneaked onto the show.
You sneaked her in because she said she'd bring something on.
Well, Tilly wanted a pie Jason said he couldn't do a gluten-free. No, he was away. He put us onto the gluten-free bakery in Cranbrook, I believe it is. So that's I phoned her up to say, could you supply some savoury pies? And of course, then I ended up inviting her on the show what could be better, Dr. John?
Yeah, exactly, than gluten-free pies on the radio.
But also, we're talking about the allergy laws, huge thing. Yeah. And as I said, I was very impressed with Chef Craig Mather. That the East Kent College have really nailed because all restaurants from December the 13th, all eateries, takeaways, cafes, however small, will have to have it able to display to the diner the 14 main allergens, including things like celery. Yeah. I mean, I never thought that was but it obviously is.
Yeah, sure.
But you see, I was reading and I tweeted it out that celery is one of the most highly sprayed with chemicals vegetable you can get.
Really? I thought carrots are bad enough.
Well, carrots can be sprayed often 17 times, which is why I do as much as I can go organic.
Because there was the interesting thing when I was down in France, my daughter does a lot of her own, grows her own stuff, and the difference between the homegrown carrots compared to the ones you get in the big supermarkets, for example, is just chalk and cheese, just as we know with Riverford as well, isn't it?
I think we need to get the East Kent College guys on. They're all very, very busy. I also, spoke to quite a lot of them there. But we will, if they can't come to us, then the mountain must go to Mohammed, I guess.
And because they're pretty busy, aren't they? Because they do a fairly hectic schedule in terms of training and teachings and so forth.
But don't forget, of course, that's where Gary Rhodes did his learn his craft. He now has a great big show. So you've been listening to the Scoff and Quaff show. Stay tuned for Channel Radio for the Business Bunker show, which is show number 200 with Paul Andrews and the lovely Jules Serkin, who is the co-presenter. You've been listening to Dr. John and myself, Jules Serkin, in the studio. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for Deborah Thackeray, who is gluten-free bakey one on the Twitter. She's been in Rimini at the gluten-free expedition. Why do I keep calling it expedition? Please forgive me, listener. I don't even know the proper word. I don't know what it is. It's an expo. That's why it's obviously
gluten-free
been shortened.
Expo, it is.
Yes. And then, of course, Steve Wood, Love Chilies, who is telling us about the fairly new Food Matters Live, which sounds quite techie. I'm hoping he'll bring me back a Thermomix. That's all I want for Christmas, a Thermomix. They're about £890.
So he's bound to be bringing one of those back for
me. I'm not going to be getting one, am I? But it does everything, Dr. John.
Including making Prosecco for you. It doesn't drink it, though. You're allowed to drink that.
No, I can. It might pop the cork open, maybe. If you want to be on the show, please contact us at ScoffQuaff, DM your details and the best time to phone you, and we will do that and get you on the show. We have our Christmas countdown. So any chef's tips, when do you start preparing the gravy, the stock, are your sprouts already on, Dr. John? Probably.
My sprouts are always on.
And also, cake under the bed and feeding it with brandy. All your Christmas tips, we long to get them, listener, so please send them in. As ever, you can hear the show again anytime by downloading MP3, www.scoffquaff.co.uk, and you can go on our website as too. From now, from us, from the studio, goodbye.
Goodbye, listeners.
Channelradio.co.uk.
We'll get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Second Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Every evening, put on my dishwasher suit. I call my baby and ask her what she would do. I miss her movies, but she don't seem to be gay. And then she asks me, why don't I come to her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, this sounds a groovy hi-fi. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling slow. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love, and if it expires